over the course of the last 5 years.
No, but at the end of the day, Stoddy, did they need one? They had a 10-point lead with 6 minutes left.
I mean,
then they went to overtime.
Right, and this is where it's like, you can't have everything, okay?
You can't have Debo. Right.
You can't have Ayuk. You can't McCaffrey. Right. You can't have Kittle. And then we get Jefferson. We need Jefferson, though, too. Like,
no, when I bring up Jefferson, I guess what I'm saying, Stoddy, is that route tree is going deep. The Niners don't throw it deep.
Right.
And I guess it's just starting to irritate me.
Okay. Well, maybe they, you know, the Warriors played without a center for a lot of years because it was their quote unquote style. It's not Kyle's style to do that. Now, maybe he would tell you, I would do more of it if I had a quarterback with a bigger arm or I had receivers that could fly, but I got to make the best with what I got. 888-957-9570 is the number. Is there any concern among Niner fans that, dare I say, teams are catching up to the Niners a little bit, at least offensively? Or is it very easy to say because they've had two games without McCaffrey and they're embarking on another three without him and two without Debo?
Man, and then Kittle might not play.
Yep. Well,
what's in the water?
I want to get. Stop it!
The
Rams are more hurt than the 49ers. Yeah. Stop it!
But this ain't about
stop
LA.
Stop it!
Just lick me in the eye on this Good Friday and say, it's got to stop.
No! I'm not going to do that because they can say it more in LA. But if you. Hey. Yeah. If you want to go with that excuse,
no, it's not an excuse. Not at all. It's just.
Who's more injured?
Don't you see what I've been hammering?
Who's more injured?
The Rams.
Thank you.
But this is a conversation not about who's more injured. It's about.
Okay, so we're going to do a show on how worried you are that these guys might not play?
No, but just come embrace me and give your boy a radio hug.
Of course not.
Saying, hey, Goo, what are you worried about? Things staying the same.
Right.
And now you're facing the injury monster.
Okay.
And that's all I'm pointing out. You're right. The Rams are just, they're sat ravaged with injuries. I get it. But if Kittle can't go.
Stop.
Oh, man.
Stop! They don't have Higbee! He's on the pup! Nakua's not playing. Cup's not playing.
Luka Nakua.
Aaron Donald retired.
No.
Stop. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in San Carlos. Let's go.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Chris.
I love what you guys are talking about. I think the frustrating thing for me with the Niners, I don't think there's any concern. I mean, they're the Niners. They're one of the best teams in the league. I think what's frustrating is we're seeing more of the same that we always see. Here comes the injuries. Here comes the stagnant offense. And to me, it feels like when the guys don't get open, we ask the question, where's Brandon Ayuk? Where's Debo Samuel? But when they do get open, we say, oh, God, Kyle Shanahan, what a genius. That system.
Mm.
And to me, it feels like, I don't. This might sound crazy. You can tell me I'm crazy. To me, I've always thought the 49ers' biggest problem is, with as many stars as they have, their biggest superstar is their head coach. And this isn't college. Nick Saban can't be your biggest superstar. You need to have the quarterback to do it. Your head coach can't be your biggest star. And I've always felt that's the piece that the 49ers are missing. Call me crazy.
No, that, wow.
Thanks, Chris.
And again, I'll say to Chris, Stoney, you and I batted it down, ping pong, 95-7 the game. Does Kyle want it that way?
Would he prefer a new booty to the party like
a Brock Purdy? He don't want the Tom Brady.
Well, Brady's no,
the
he
Aaron
doesn't.
Rodgers or the
no.
Peyton Manning to be like, stay
no.
over
but
there.
What about Burrow?
I got this.
Would he want Burrow?
I have to imagine he would dream of those guys.
You would think, but the minute quarterbacks like that get established and become part of the conversation of, well, they're one of the best. Then I don't think he wants them, if you know what I mean.
Because right now, if I asked you, I'm being real here, whose offense is it in Dallas? And I hate it. Is Dak Prescott. Whose offense is it in Cincinnati? It's Joe Burrow's. Whose offense is it here in San Francisco? It's Kyle's.
Well, what if I would say whose offense is it in Kansas City?
It's Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Without
Reed? With help of the big man.
I mean.
But Patrick is, come on now.
No, I'm not saying he's not the best quarterback in football, but he also apparently has the best coach in football.
But he can do whatever he wants.
What do you mean?
I believe. He can call, come to the line. We ain't doing this. We're doing that. Like, he's got a license to do whatever. I don't think Brock has that license. I don't think he'll ever have it.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Even if he gets broken off with the chicken.
But what I'm saying is Andy Reid devises plays just like, in creative ways, and then Patrick Mahomes can do whatever he wants within that framework.
He's mastered it.
Let's go to, yes.
Mike, who we got?
Come on, Mike. Go get him, Mike. Get him. Fill my mic.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Arm strength.
Guru, what is, bro, you always bring up, oh, this guy 6'5". What does that mean, bro? Like,
but when did I do it?
What are we talking about?
When did I do it?
You always talk about arm strength. What is arm strength?
You said
what
that's
does
the,
that mean?
When we talked about the one thing you want,
mustard on passes, and there's no limitations when you throw the ball. Don't call here and act like Brock Purdy is not limited. He is limited when we talk about arm strength. You acting brand new now. You
limited.
Know what the arm strength is. The great ones have it. You can make every throw on the field. What has gotten into you? Quit being scared, Mike, and admit Brock can't make all the throws. Joe can make them. What has gotten into you? Quit being scared. You know your quarterback is short. You know he don't have the strongest arm. And you scared. Come on, Mike. You're better than that.
Bro, arm strength means nothing in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
What does it mean?
Mike, stop it.
That's the Jeff George.
Oh.
It ain't no Dan Marino's in the league right now. Ain't no John Elway's. Ain't nobody. You could throw the ball hella hard. What does that mean?
Oh, but have I made a definitive statement that if you don't have a strong arm, you can't win?
Bro, you always bring up, well, this person has this benefactor over them because they're 6'5 and they got a big arm. Right.
I can't win with you, Mike. I love you to death. I can't win with you.
Let me yell. Yeah. Let me yell.
Yeah, go ahead,
Mike. The person I was about to talk about, he was like, call me crazy, but I don't understand. I'm going to call you crazy in Spanish. You're loco. Straight up. What you mean? Shanahan is the most popular Niner. What? When I'm in barbershop,
stay on Guru.
Shanahan is like the seventh or eighth thing brought up. Arm strength, Guru? Get it together, bruh. Nobody care about arm strength. You'll be infatuated by these weak-ass stats, these weak-ass numbers. Jeff George sucks.
What was the last Niner Super Bowl parade you been to, Mike? What was the last Niner Super Bowl parade you been to?
Steve Young had an arm.
And what was the last parade for the Niners you been to, Pippen? You ain't been to one. So quit taking it out on me.
Oh, you think I'm taking
it
out on you?
You're taking it out on me. You're frustrated.
You know what?
Hey, frustrated.
We have
you
love.
You are frustrated. I've been there.
Nah, we're good.
Arm strength. When did I talk about arm strength? When we talked about a quarterback that had it.
We're all right.
I didn't get Purdy. I didn't give out of giving Purdy his props.
Yeah, we're all right.
2 weeks in a row.
We love Philmo. Love you, Philmo.
I love him to death. He is frustrated. Arm strength doesn't matter. Like, I came in here and said, they're not winning. Brock Purdy's no good. And I'm like, he's going to get a blank contract. Good God.
Da, 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 da.
I ain't playing no more, man. I am not playing. Put respect on my name.
Don't call here
and say that I've diminished or talk bad about Brock Purdy. We're keeping it real. We were talking about arms a couple days ago. You asked me, who has the strongest arm? And we threw that out. Don't act like my football acronym is only, oh, if you have a strong arm, you're good. And that ain't what we're doing here.
No, I mean, look. Somebody just threw Tom Brady out. I mean, obviously he was...
Joe Montana didn't have the strongest, but he's the best to ever do it.
Yeah. I mean,
thanks for sitting down and letting me get that out. But everybody's happy. No, I am happy. Mike is frustrated. Something's going on.
Well, here's the question.
He'll text me in a couple of days. No, we communicate off the air.
Oh. Well, everybody's relieved. look,
Mike.
It's not.
Come on, man.
The issue is, the question I have is, is it true the 49ers just don't throw the deep ball as much as other teams?
What do you think?
I think Brock Purdy's strength is that intermediate throw. I guess they call it that layered throw. I think he's great at
that. And I would agree with you.
Okay.
And maybe that's all Kyle's asking him to do in this offense.
But maybe in order to take it to the next level, they've got to devise some plays that stretch things a little more, or they've got to throw more toward the sidelines, because that's what we're going to get into a little more. I want to listen to some more of this Patrick Peterson sound, which was very, to me, it was kind of next-level stuff without being
overly complicated. He was describing their offense, though, Stoney, and their plan.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah.
All right.
It's Friday. I'm not like, I know what frustration is. I just do.
Okay.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
It's not because the 6-5, it's not what the 6-5-0 is saying.
What'd
right
he say?
You're not mad because you had to work yesterday, is it? All right, come on. Come on, people.
When Spadoni laughs, I get offended. Please. That Thursday thing is a myth.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You think the 49ers don't throw deep enough to spread things out on defense? Do you think the 49ers have an issue on the offensive side of the ball? We're going to play some more sound, and I want to know what you all think of it. 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Save Mart and Lucky California.
I'm good now.
We good?
Yeah. I just told you, Mike sent me a text. We're good.
Don't you dare.
We're good. I'm messing up my camera.
Lose your voice today.
Oh, no, please. When have I ever? Well, let's feed them.
Let's just all root.
Let's just all get along. How
let's
about
just
that?
All root for the Niners and Cowboys this weekend.
No.
What if
I went bad. I set a doctor's appointment after that stuff.
Somebody put the focus on you.
That was uncalled. Go ahead. I own what I say. I did not.
Is it possible?
Oh boy. I think you're sitting in the middle and you're using somebody else because you've done it before and you do it off the air. But go ahead.
Is there any chance that you could have a little frustration over what's going on in Dallas?
No, they're 1-1, and I'm going into this season like it's over. I'm in a good space. Like, yeah, I'm in a good space. Never. And I'm not the type of guy to bring that to my peers. You never know what I got going on in life, in real life. I'm the one guy that's happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
Except the boss yesterday. Oh, you came in tired. He didn't say it, but...
So you must have noticed it, too?
He said it in our meeting. You must have fed it to him.
No chance.
Because I wanted to jump up with the Holy Ghost.
No chance.
I'm always ready to play.
I would never do that to you. Now, Evan, I'd hang him out to dry. Spadoni, he's got one coming.
Spadoni.
All right. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen to Patrick Peterson on Brock Purdy and the 49ers offense. This is actually different.
All right.
So, like, for me, especially having an opportunity to play against Brock and have an opportunity to game plan against him and watch film, he's almost like it's just their offense. You know, they are an inside-the-numbers offense, passing game-wise. If you look at majority of Brandon Ayuk routes, he's running – skinny slants. He's running, not skinny slants, he's running glance routes, skinny posts. You know, it's very rarely that he's running out routes or Brock Purdy is throwing the ball outside the numbers. So if you're able to pack the middle of the field and force San Francisco 49ers or Brock Purdy to beat you with their left hand, then you can get them in a passing game. But the running game is what sets up the passing game for the San Francisco 49ers, setting up the play action, setting up the boots, setting up the screens. So that's a task in its own, trying to stop the run. And that's what makes them so lethal, because their running game is so efficient. It just makes everything come together.
All right, I have a legitimate question. What did he mean when he said beat us with his left hand? That did he mean make him beat you when he's rolling left? That's the only part I wasn't sure of.
That's how I took it.
But that's Patrick Peterson, ladies and gentlemen. That's not Matt Steinmetz or Daryl the Guru Johnson. That's a guy who played in the NFL. And what do you make of something like that?
And if real quick here, it makes me not ask the question, why aren't they throwing deep? He's telling us that's how they are. It's designed, Stoney, and it's been effective.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of a sudden, and I'm one of them, You know, after 2 weeks, we're asking league-wide why the ball's not being thrown more and why the Niners, you know, Ayuk, why they're not looking like Justin Jefferson's. So I think it has a lot to do with recency bias. You see your boy go on a fly route all the way down the field, Justin Jefferson, it'd be successful. And I think fans are now, you know, saying, why don't we do something like that? Peterson's telling you that's the Shanahan offense. It's intermediate, and it's been working. It's hard to stop. But another thing real quick, Stoney, I take away is if they don't hit you on first and second down, you kind of got them where you want them. So it's a give and take. Well, but for the last 5 years, they've been cutting guys left and right. I mean, slicing and dicing up defenses.
Yeah, I mean, I think – the bottom line is, here's a surprise, they don't have a Justin Jefferson. But I also think 49er fans are smart enough to know, okay, we don't have a Justin Jefferson, but we've been pretty darn successful over the last 5 years. And the question I have is there something different happening now with the way defenses are playing them? And what I'm hearing Patrick Peterson say is you want to try to get Purdy to throw toward the sideline. It's not like he can't, but his strength is throwing the ball in the middle of the field at an intermediate depth.
Yeah.
And if that's what his best attribute is, well, then that's kind of what you have to design around him, right?
Well, I'll say right, but what about the Jimmy Garoppolo era? What about the short-lived Trey Lance era? Kyle didn't change. So it's that Peterson, to me, Stoney, makes me feel like I already thought before coming in here today, that's by design. But Uncle Looney brings up a great point. Why pay someone as much as you paid B.A. if you're not going to use them more? So do you say answer number A to that, Uncle Looney? Question is, he's not in shape, he'll get more down the road, or, you know, I'll take B.A. all day, Stoney. That man should have 10 targets a game.
I don't know what to tell
but
you.
You came in a couple weeks ago saying, Goo, his career, he gets 4.5 catches a game.
Let's go to Jacob. Jacob's in Castro Valley.
Jay.
Castro Valley. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. How you doing today?
Hey.
Doing well.
I was going to comment on Shanahan and the deep ball. The bit you just played with what he was saying kind of touches on what I was thinking and what I've seen over the years. Shanahan, he doesn't need the deep ball. He's all about protecting the ball and keeping the ball. Time of possession.
Yeah.
He knows that if you keep getting first downs, eventually you're going to hit the end zone, and that's going to put more pressure on the opposing team to score in a limited amount of time. If you throw the deep ball, but you know, most interceptions happen on deep passes. Not only that, you throw the deep ball, it gets caught, you get a touchdown, great. But now the other team has more time to score, more time to keep the ball. Shanahan's saying, let's run the ball, protect the ball. Throw the ball short, get your first down, protect the ball. Get yards after, protect the ball. That's what he's all about. We don't need deep passes. If Purdy starts trying to throw deep passes, we're going to get frustrated because there's going to be all these interceptions. They have the deep threats, but you see, if you run the short passes, you run the mid-range passes, you run the ball, eventually the defense is going to say, we got to stop the run. We got to stop the short passes. We got to stop the medium passes. And that keeps deep threats, that presents deep threats from being open. But unfortunately, because the offense is not designed that way, you need a QB to think on his toes, that he's looking for that medium pass. But guess what? Everything's locked down. I see a man downfield. Now I need to improvise, and I can make that throw. Is Purdy that guy? We'll see. He's done a couple deep passes. He's seen Ayuk open for that 80-yard touchdown. He made the throw. He saw it was open. That wasn't a designed play. He was open. But you need a QB that can do that. Long story short, Shanahan's offense has worked. We don't need the deep threats. It's overrated in today's NFL. That's what I got to say.
Yeah, thanks, Jacob.
And I'll say
I'll
this.
Tell you what.
Go ahead, Stoney.
We've had a bunch of them this week. Might be call of the week. It might be call of the week.
Oh yeah, we got a few of them.
Yeah,
because I was thinking of a couple others. But
Mike, Filmo Mike.
No, that was anger of the week. But listen, thank you, Spadoni. Why would the Niners give the bag to Brandon Ayuk if they thought the deep ball or him running deep needed to be improved. That's proof that what Brandon, the routes he's running, what they ask him to do, he's precise and he's good enough and he's mastered it enough for them to make that commitment. That's all. I've never come in like, Stoney, this is just my choice, my preference. I'd like to see him throw it. I'm a Mel Kiper Jr., Daryl Kiper Jr. I'd like to see four deep passes a game. I know I'm not, but I'm not coming in here saying the Niners are 1-1 and lost to Minnesota because they're not throwing it deep. That I'm not doing.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners, Rams, Sunday, 125, SoFi Stadium. No McCaffrey, no Debo, and we will see about George Kittle and Charvarius Ward. 888-957-9570 is the number, and we're talking to 49er fans about what they think is going on with the 49ers offense and whether or not it feels like. And if you notice, I'm not saying, oh, they're catching up to Brock Purdy. I didn't say that. I'm what? Saying, does it feel like more and more teams are getting the hang of what the Niners want to do offensively? And the 49ers right now are dealing with an adjustment of having to go away a little bit from what is being keyed on to stop by the defense, and eventually they will figure out what the defense have done or has done in the last few games that's given them a little more trouble than usual, and maybe they'll fix it. I don't know.
I got to.
888-957-9570 is the number. I'd love to have you jump into the conversation. But first, you're listening to 95.7 The Game.